All right, good morning, everyone. Happy New Year. This is the first Sunday of 2017. First day of the year. I thank God for it.
That's right.
A day that God has made. All right, we're in chapter 15, St. John chapter 15. We made it to verse 10. I'm going to go back to 7 and just come back to 10.
Okay.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved him, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. When we get to verse 10, abiding in his love, many things are going to happen as we abide in, as we live in his love. There are things that you will learn that you cannot learn any other way. And the closer you get to the Lord, love is his language. That's the path to understanding him, what he stands for. Why he make the commandments he make. He's making all of his commandments off of wisdom and holiness. What's right. He does it with vision. He does it with purpose. So when we live in his love, we see those things in action and we learn things we can't otherwise learn. In verse 7, we already have a mind to abide in him. In abiding in him and his words abiding in you, abide in his love. When I endeavored to love God, that's when he started dialoguing with me. I went years without hearing God's voice. If I was going to minister, I'd hear him, or in an emergency he might say something and he may answer one of my questions, but everything was always brief. But when I asked him to teach me how to love his people, and I also learned to master my emotions, and so that I could love, that's what I was asking for. I said, Lord, I want to do this, but I'm not always strong enough, and I don't always have the wisdom. And if somebody make me mad, you used to retaliate, and I don't want, that doesn't represent you, and I don't want to do it anymore, I know I'm not strong enough at this point, so I asked him to help me. So as I endeavored to do that, I saw the wisdom in forgiveness, the blessings that follow it. I learned, I didn't know I was going to learn to master my emotions too. You get control over your faculties, over your and you're related to God, and then he's giving you insight. And then when you study the word, that same insight amplifies the word. I didn't know all that was going on. I just wanted to obey God.
Amen. There you go.
And I'm still learning things from those old prayers of desiring to love God. And you see the wisdom, and the more I said, Lord, I want to be more like you. And then I got to a point, I said, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. Anything in me that's not like you has got to go. I don't know if I don't know how to get rid of it. Show me how to get rid of it, you know. And he helps. He works with us. And the dialogue of the Holy Spirit, that you know, you communicating with him and him communicating with you, that's the most beautiful things I ever seen. The insights you get, things that he, you know, you see, he give you a picture of what he's doing and why. He may show you things and situations that he's done somewhere else, and it's good. And from those prayers, people were warned to the Lord I made friends with people, and they ended up getting saved or being encouraged. And the wisdom of God runs deep. People that would have been lost are saved because of your love, God working in you. So if He said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, Jesus is speaking on faith as an entry level. Faith gets you started and it keeps you going. You'll always need it. But if you can do this by faith, you're going to learn a multitude of other things with it. And that's when you develop trust. And then, you know, and dedication, determination, all of these things follow faith. God does everything in seed form. And I like to watch the History Channel, and they show interest. The scientists said that the physicists, they said that the universe started, when it first started, it was the size of a seed. You could hold it in your hand. Now, out of all the things they said, that's one thing that they said that sounds biblical, because everything God does is in seed form. And as big as the universe is, naturally I say, well, how could that happen? But knowing God, why not? Everything else he does is in seed form. And how they figured that out, I don't know, but I have more respect for them when they said that. But you can't use God's creation to discredit him. And now, used to they would, and now they try to say, well, maybe he did, maybe somebody else did. They don't really know, but when they said that, that made sense, because everything else starts out in seed form. Scientists also say that the universe is still expanding. Now, God made all this, and he's good at it. He ain't going to quit. He's still making planets and people, whatever he want to make out there. But the thing is, he did it. Jesus did it. Peter said John said that if the books were written of everything that Jesus ever did, the earth wouldn't be a decent library to hold the books. So if everything starts at seed form, this does too. He's telling them, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And this meant a lot to them, because they saw him in action. They saw him always representing the Father. They saw him go in prayer and get instructions, come back and teach them. They saw what will happen if you do this. And their dialogue, his rapport with them was great. So this spoke volumes to them. And verse 11 says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. And that, you know, the only way your joy will be full is if you're obeying God, doing his will. I love to swim and ride motorcycles. There's two things I love to do. I love to play baseball. But when God has given me a message, and when I'm writing it down or ministering it, that trumps everything I like to do. It's greater than everything. I'd rather do that than to do the things that I naturally like. So when I know now, before there was a time, all I knew was riding motorcycles, swimming, doing the things that I like. And then when the Lord called me to the ministry, I didn't want to do it. I was apprehensive about it. I didn't know why. I thought, in my mind, I said, I'm going to have to come up with something to say all the time. And I don't know how to do that. And I didn't want to do it. But when he gave me my first message, and I knew it was him, that's when I got interested. But in doing the ministry, the work of the ministry, that's a joy that trumps all joy I ever known. So if we walk in love, your joy will be full. You walk into a room full of your enemies, and over time they're your friends, and over time they'll say, your joy is full. You know, and you still can do the things you naturally like to do. And the Lord can even use that to attract people. And one of my cousins said, you know, I wouldn't want to live like you. You work all the time. And he said, you work all day, then you come home and work on your house. This was, you know, back in the 80s. And then you go to church all the time. I said, I wouldn't want to live like you. And that was my wake-up call, because my life, it didn't look good. But I was in the developing stages, and I worked to do more recreational things, you know. And Because it's easy to get into a workaholic trap. Because if you do that, it can work against you. But the Lord thinks holistically, the whole picture. And walking in his love will help us do the same thing. Help me on the time. I don't want to go over.
3 minutes.
And verse 12 says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And we'll stop with that one. But this is a great word picture. The same way that I love you, you love each other. Now, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if they plant this seed? They're going to love people the same, no different, no less than how Jesus loved them. And they all multiply together. The Holy Spirit, I learned this from him, he guides us into all truth, personally. And for most of the years that I've known about that, I've always saw him working with me. But I learned, and I was glad to find this out, that the Holy Spirit working through other people. Now, he was always working with other people, but I learned to greatly appreciate it. No different than when he gave me something, because it's all him. And when people are healthy and they're walking in love, I noticed that they learn more from the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, "Seek and you shall find." If you're endeavoring to love, that attracts the Holy Spirit to you. And there are things that the Holy Spirit can teach you that he can't get over to me the same way. So if you say it, it's going to help me to see things greater. That's how the body functions and grows.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's so much wisdom. We taught on verse 7 and 8 for weeks, but 10, 11, and 12, there's a lot right here. Mm-hmm. It will take us far. This is communion. This is what communion is about.
Amen.
You relating to the Lord, taking your place in him. The world is counting on you to win by your faith. And that's why, see, the enemy, we see it as something that'll make our lives good. But the enemy see it as a weapon. And not just a bomb. He sees it as a hydrogen bomb, because it will expose him for what he is.
Amen. That's good. That's good.
Okay, 1 Corinthians. With all this in mind, as we take communion, we receive greater from him, knowing his love.
Amen.
Verse 24 says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you.
Amen.
This do in remembrance of me.'" He paid the price that we may be healed in every way.
Yes, he did.
He said, "After the same manner also, he took the cup. Mm-hmm. And when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.'"
Yes.
His blood will never have to be sacrificed again. But it's our job to remember it.
Yes.
Because that's why we can live by our faith. That's why we can do this. That's why the Holy Spirit can train us. And that's why we want to know, learn from him.
Amen.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your wisdom, your counsel, your insight. Bless us and to multiply in you. Help us to do all that's in your heart with nothing lacking. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hallelujah.